things going here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for this hour number three for Monday. You can always go to DougSteffen.com. Well, maybe that's not true. In the last hour, you couldn't go to DougSteffen.com because it was down for maintenance. I think that's been corrected, though, Kenny, has it not?
Yeah, I think it's. I'm looking at it right now. It's back.
Okay, all right. So you can go there to get the usual background to a lot of the things that we talk about. Kenny's very good at monitoring what's going on in the world, things that are interesting to talk about. Some of them are fun, some of them are serious, but they all are aimed at bringing you in to concert with the information that people will be talking about today, the best stories of the day. Some of them are ignored by the other so-called morning programs, people that go on the air and they just read the news. Oh, this is the news. Speaking of the news, the controversy over the news media is well underscored. By the way, Jennifer, we had an interesting hat trick here today because Jennifer is gone, Rich is gone, and Roberta is gone. All right? So it's Kenny and Michael Fortier, who's normally in our studio in Washington, is not there either. So Evan Mantell is in charge of what we called, we used to call it when I was working in Philadelphia. There was an interesting term that was coined at WCAU. And this was back in the, when the heck was this? So the early 80s when I was on CAU. And the union still had what they call final jurisdiction over what went out over the air. So you couldn't, I couldn't, I was a member of AFTRA, but I wasn't a member of the union, the tech union. So there had to be this goes back to the old days of radio and television, when the unions really were very, very controlling. And so they had contracts with the big CAU as a CBS station. So all the big networks had contracts with these technicians. And the requirement was that whenever anything went out over the air, whether it's radio or television, the person who was providing the show, whether it be a television show, news show, or a radio show, the person actually providing it was not objective enough. You're going to love this. Not objective enough to understand what the audience should be hearing. So the tech who is sitting on the other side of the glass, you've seen these things. Frasier's a pretty good example of it. If you don't go back as far as I do in radio, where the engineer on one side of the glass and the host or the program person on the other side. So whatever was being said or whatever came out on the air, this was for music, by the way, too. And any of the really big studios where there was music being played in the 50s, 60s, early 70s, it kind of went away a little bit. Jock would be in the studio, would be in a little cubicle. I'm talking about a room that was the size of a bathroom, mostly. The jock was always in this little bathroom, little room, and he had three turntables, and that was it. He had nothing else except whatever his wits had, whatever he brought in, and the records and the turntables, and it would go from there to the main studio or the outlaunch studio, if you will, and the tech there had final jurisdiction. So whatever went out over the air was scrutinized, in essence, by these guys who had no sense. They were technicians, but they had final jurisdiction. Anyway, why did I get into that? What was I? Where did that come from? What was I starting with here? Kenny, why did I start talking about final jurisdiction? Oh, Evan. Evan being in charge of the studio, the main studio in Washington. See, we're together. Kenny's in San Diego. I'm in Boston. And normally Roberta's in New York City. Richie's in Washington in this studio where Evan is. And Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So we are coming from all different places, and the final jurisdiction is what Evan and or Rich or whoever is in that studio deems to be appropriate. So if things get fouled up, Evan, it's on you. How's that? That's the way we'll fix his butt. 888-302-3684. So
it's funny. You know, last week Rich kept saying how Roberta would be back today.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we knew that she wouldn't. She posted on Facebook 2 hours ago, it's Drinko de Mayo in the French Quarter tonight.
You're right.
I don't think she's coming back today.
She's not coming back till Thursday. She just sent me an email and said, I won't be back till Thursday. All right, anyway, Jennifer and Rich will be back tomorrow. 888 888- 888-302-3684. So there's been a lot of discussion about the news media and the role the news media plays in the discussions that take place on programs like this. And there are also a lot of people who are upset because the real news sort of gets lost. And whatever that means, gets lost where? It gets lost behind whatever cabal decides is going to take over, or wherever the focus may be on stories that may or may not be stories. And the best example that has come up is when the Boston bombing took place, coverage of everything everywhere else stopped dead. Not just in Boston and around New England, but all around the country. And you could argue for a while it was like this all around the world. So the North Koreans could have done anything, and nobody would have known about it. The Syrians are over there, the government slaughtering their people. Nobody knows anything about that. Or any other number of dozens of things that are going on in the world that may be worth attention. Not that the Boston bombing wasn't worth our attention, but my God, how much of it do we need to have the same video, the same audio, the same pictures, the same everything over and over and over and over and over again? And, you know, it's sort of culminated in the final aspect of the story, other than the trial of the younger brother, is that the family hasn't found a place to bury this guy yet. And I'm not thinking they're going to. There's not going to be, unless they bury him at sea. I don't even know if that. One of the things I said earlier was, why don't they just cremate this guy? And I've forgotten that under Muslim law, you can't be cremated. So can you be buried at sea? I don't know how.
There's room right next to bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect place right for this guy. Yeah, let's send him there. Anyway, they haven't found a place to bury him yet. And so that's that story. But you know what I'm saying about the news media. In a moment, perhaps an excerpt or two from, although I don't know if I want to give, I don't know if I want to give Howard Kurtz any more time or not. He's such a gas bag. I am interested, though, speaking of the bombing, one of the friends is a fellow named Robal Filipos. Lawyers for this fellow filed court documents for his release, saying he isn't a flight risk and that he had nothing to do with the attack during the marathon. He's been charged with lying to investigators by visiting the younger brother's dorm room after the bombing. Two other men have been charged with conspiring to obstruct justice after they allegedly removed the laptop from the dorm and the backpack filled with fireworks. The lawyers for Mr. Filippo say he had not spoken to the younger brother since December. And so they want him out of jail. And I think there's something to be said for that. 888-302-3684. Is there any late news from Syria? I'm not sure that there is, but we'll visit that for a few moments here as we try to bring you up to date with what's going on, what's been going on, what people may be talking about today. I'll tell you one thing that we talk about constantly here. As the focus of this program is often on medical issues and things that you ought to think about with regard to your health, you know the leading cause of death in our country is heart disease, right? And leading doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program, talks all the time about how to safely manage your cholesterol. One of the factors in the risk of developing heart disease is your cholesterol level and is your triglyceride level. And doctors are always looking for safe, effective ways to help patients lower their cholesterol. And one of the best products is this all-natural Cardiol. This is an all-around support system for the things that get into your blood that tear down your system. Cholesterol is horrible. And because Cardiol is imported from Italy, it's subject to stricter quality control than a lot of the supplements that are available in the big box stores or the big vitamin stores or wherever you get this stuff all around our country. And the result of that, as far as you're concerned, is a more potent product, a product free of contaminants, and it then leads to great success in lowering your cholesterol. Cardiol is the product, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. A lot of people see results in as few as 30 days. Right now, ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol by visiting cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, or you can call 888-809-6424. You pay $5 $5, I think it is, $5 or $6. I'm not sure what it is, shipping and handling. That web address is cardiol.net/Doug, or call toll-free for your free 30-day trial of this product that will lower your cholesterol and triglycerides and help keep you safer from the scourges of heart disease. Again, cardiol.net/Doug, or toll-free for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol, 888-809-6424.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here.
Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Okay, so it's 20 minutes, almost 20 after the hour. The stories that don't require, Kenny, a lot of our input, this is a program that's aimed at trying to find conversational things, and I can't find anything conversationally valuable in discussing Syria and the military facilities that were hit by the Israelis to knock out things that are being brought in to help Hezbollah. It is what it is. All right, so that's something. What I also find, in addition to the Syrian government story, here's another example of wanting to pull my hair out. Seven more Americans were killed in incidents in Afghanistan over the weekend. Why in the name of God are we there? Why are another seven American soldiers dead? The Afghan National Army, in one circumstance, a soldier turned his weapon on the Americans. And this is the second time in a week that so many Americans were lost in a single day. This is inexcusable and unacceptable. And if anything, this is cause for some kind of impeachment. And the American public doesn't want this any more than they want us to be involved in Syria. Yet these people keep forging ahead and keep wasting money and lives. Disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on that. We'll have a little smile on our faces in a few moments here. On the Good Day program, Monday morning is upon us. Ken and Doug at 21 after the hour.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Storytellers in music, I think, in our country is Willie Nelson, whose birthday was last week. And we have a clip from the Conan O'Brien show that's kind of fun that we'll bring to you in a moment with Willie Nelson. First, though, some of the other late-night show action from last Friday night, including Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here.
Well, boy, it is wildfire season here in California. Yeah, there's a big wildfire, like, what, 20 miles from the studio. They're calling it the Lindsay Lohan fire. That's who they're calling it. See, it's not as hot as it used to be, but it's still way out of control. Yeah, way out of control. Okay, try to follow me here. All these rehab facilities have names like Next Steps, Morningside, Promises. Promises, please. Lindsay Lohan needs a place called Miracles, all right? I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
I'll tell you something. I'm not a gambling man, but last year on the Kentucky Derby, I had what I thought was a reliable inside tip, so I bet quite a lot of money on a horse. Listen to this. The darned horse was so slow. So slow, instead of a victory party, we had a search party. Whoa. Honestly, we had a...
Where is the horse?
I don't know what happened. But as you probably know, the Kentucky Derby, 2 minutes of nonstop thrills. You think about it, the most exciting 2 minutes in all of sports. 2 minutes of wire-to-wire crazy activity and excitement. I'm telling you, it's like a Kardashian marriage.
That's it.
That's what it's like.
I read that New York City is banning people who weigh more than 260 pounds from using the bikes in its new bike share program because that they could damage the equipment. People who weigh over 260 pounds are like, oh, no. I totally want to go on that long bike ride. That is... Friggin' rules.
Curse you, Bloomberg.
Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Jay Leno. Okay, so from Conan O'Brien, Willie Nelson came onto the program, created an audition reel to try and get the role of Gandalf, the wizard from The Hobbit, the next Hobbit movie. This is audio and video, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Hey, Peter Jackson, my name's Willie Nelson, and I want to audition for the role of Gandalf in The Wizard in that upcoming movie you got going called The Hobbit.
Hey, look at that dragon!
You shall not pass an unlit joint, man. That's just not cool.
Gandalf, my old friend, this will be a night to remember.
Or not. Balrogs are assholes. You know, that giant flaming eye is just freaking me out.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be orcs.
Be what?
The smoke is white. We got a new wizard. So that's it, Peter. You can hire me and fire that Ian McKellen guy. He's a good actor, but hell, I'm Willie Nelson.
Hey, that's pretty funny.
Now that I think about it, I'd also be a great Magneto.
All right, so Willie Nelson having a little fun. Of course, the rap on him is that he's always high. He's never very far away from a joint. And that seems to be one of the things. We laugh about stuff like that, even though it probably isn't very funny. But he's such a part of Americana in so many different ways. His music, his just his image. If you've seen him in movies, he actually always pulls it off pretty well. He and Kris Kristofferson seem to have a great time together making some of those made-for-TV westerns, etc. So anyway, that's the video of the day. Have a little fun, smile with it at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever wondered how those online travel agencies work? Well, there are two types of models, actually, when it comes to online hotel bookings. Now, the setup most of us are familiar with is something called the merchant model. Online travel agencies like Hotels.com, Orbitz, and Travelocity, they contract with hotels to get a block of rooms at a pre-negotiated wholesale rate. Then they mark the price back up and resell it to us. Now enter a new model called the agency model. The online travel agency simply gets a commission from the hotel, and the hotel sets the price for the room that you're actually going to pay. You actually have the option to pay when you check out, not when you actually book. There's a company called Booking.com. They use this model. Even Expedia has tested it out with the Expedia Traveler Preference Program. Now, the online agents make less money this way, but no surprise here, you get to appreciate having a choice. So chances are, you're going to see this option more often. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, go at 33 after the hour, another half hour of discussion, conversation, a little fun here and there. It's Monday the 6th of May. It doesn't ever quite seem right. People tell me when I'm not on, the program doesn't quite seem right. It isn't the same. I don't know if right. It isn't the same, and that's going to be true because under the circumstances, it isn't the same. Because if I'm not here, there's a component that's missing. Likewise, when the ladies are not here, Jennifer especially, people miss Jennifer when she's not here, and often Richie as well. So, but we face that. Then if one of us isn't here, then we get to appreciate them more when they come back. How's that for rationalization, Kenny? Not bad, huh?
That makes it sound like we like them.
Yeah, 888-302-3684. Twitter account is at Good Day, or at Good Day Show, and the Facebook.com/Good Day Show, where we have a lot of things cooking. Our poll today at DougStefan.com has to do with what you eat and how it is that snacks are not good things that will slow you down, actually, in the office. Now, we have that, the actual question has to do with a listing that we have at DougStefan.com of snacks that you ought not to ever eat at the office. Lindsay Lohan was in the focus of a couple of late-night shows, the Jokesters last week, talking about her checking into the Betty Ford Clinic in Rancho Mirage, avoiding a warrant for her arrest. She will begin what is supposed to be a three-month stay, but one never really knows with her. She showed up at a place called Morningside Recovery on, I think it was Friday, wasn't it, Kenny? But left because she didn't like it. Why do these people in law enforcement let her get away with all this stuff? That's the thing. She's so indulged.
She gets away with it.
So
she should be in jail.
Yeah, right. She was on with Piers Morgan. She insisted that she's not much of a drinker or a drug taker. She said that she had her first drink at the age of 17. Her mother made me sleep with vomit so that I understand how it would feel. I didn't drink again throughout high school. I was too scared. I've never been a huge drinker. I've never woken up in the morning and had a drink, for example. She claims to have only done coke maybe four or five times in her life. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, this crazy drug addict who shows up late to everything and behaves so badly, but I'm not. I'm bad with timing. there's Lindsay time, and then there's everybody else's time, I guess. Just more indulgence, it seems to me. But there'll be a lot of talk about this, I'm betting, today for sure. 888-302-3684. The dollar, want some good news? Good news today.
Yes, please.
The dollar has edged up against the yen. Stocks are actually higher today because of the global economic outlook brightened by the U.S. jobs data that was announced late on Friday. This has been the most positive jobs report for a long, long time. And so that will push up most of the markets. They're up in Japan, British markets. Let's see here, higher. They haven't been open that long. But when we open our markets at 9:30 this morning, supposedly there will be a better chance of us moving up. And the stock market has been pretty good anyway. So this just adds to that, and it is nice to hear some good growth numbers. Although this coupled against, see, this is where the numbers sort of don't tell you the whole story. Yes, there are a number of people who have gotten jobs, and that's good. Whether they get paid is one concern. In other words, the quality of the job. But the other thing that's going to affect this or impact these numbers is the looming story in Washington from the Gang of Eight's bill on immigration, which, if you've not heard, calls for an additional 1 million legal immigrants coming to the country every single year. So now the limit is 1 million, and this law, in order to get the, I guess, the concurrence with people who might otherwise not go for it, okay, we'll allow 1 million new immigrants. What good, strong... this may be very drastic to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you're a good, loyal, strong American, what is it that you think adding an additional 1 million immigrants to our country's population is going to do? What really does it do for our country? What is it going to do? If somebody has an answer to that question, I'd like to know what it is. Please, 888-302-3684. What happens in adding, never mind 2 million, but 1 million legal immigrants? We have all these people that are going to be legalized from, what, the number somewhere between 8 million and 11 million, that over the next however many years will all be sort of legalized. They're here now anyway, so they're taking away from American jobs, American workers' jobs, potentially getting a job. And the other thing, the other side of this coin, you flip it over. What really is troublesome about that is that Americans say they don't want to work. They don't want to have those kinds of jobs. I don't want to have a job like that. I don't want a minimum wage job. And we've made it so easy for people to collect. So many people don't have to work because there is... I don't even know because I've never been on unemployment. How long does it last? How long do you get benefits? Does anybody... Charlotte's not even happy with this. I mean, not even...
I think it varies from state to state. I was on it... about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I was on it for about 6 months. And it seems to me that I was told that after that 6 months, I could fill out paperwork to renew it for another 6 months.
Really? So you could have been on it for a year.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I got a job and actually moved out of North Carolina. But
yeah. Well, good for you. But I just... it just bothers me, and has for a long time, the idea that you think you're letting more of your... I got to do something with Charlotte here. she's working on something. So my program will take a temporary hiatus for a moment. Listen to these words. I'll deal with Charlotte. And we'll continue in a matter of moments. You're on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean a lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offers 518. Free tire, vehicle, or lesser value. Rebate on 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
All right, so we've got Charlotte all straightened out now. Kenny, we're all set. Ken and Doug here at 18 before the hour on Monday morning. It's the 6th of May, 888-302-3684. So just to sort of conclude this conversation, because I don't want to overcook this, but I, as was talking about, the dollar is firmer, looking at things in the unemployment numbers, and then thinking to myself, okay, how is this number going to be impacted by this bill from the Gang of Eight that allows, among other things, for another million legal immigrants to the 1 million that are allowed into the country now, plus the roles of the people who are going to go through the process. I don't see how this impacts favorably the American worker. Paul is in Urbana, Illinois. Paul, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Doug. Great to talk to you.
Nice to have you on board. So what are your thoughts?
Well, as far as the job situation, I live in the former great state of Illinois.
Yep.
And we actually have jobs.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. I think you're right about that. All right. See if you can get him back again, because I want him to complete his thought, or find him, Evan, if you will, because I think he may have some input here. Who's willing to work? Who's unwilling to work? And why do we underscore? So you're under the there's a false pretense here. I'm under the if you're able to work, shouldn't you be able to work? All right, so Paul, I think you're okay. You may be in a better sell place. Go ahead.
So, hey, real quick, our companies have policies like you need to pass a drug test, have a high school diploma or GED, and pass a criminal background check. And with those simple requests or requirements, they cannot fill the jobs. And there's a population of people that are unwilling to work, and our government has created this type of dependency, which is a disservice, where it's easier for them not to work and they can still receive benefits or the so-called entitlement programs. It's a reality, and I don't know how to fix that other than proposing cutting them off.
Well, something to be said for that. You live in an area. I know that area. As a matter of fact, the Libmans, you know the Libmans in Champaign-Urbana?
I'm familiar with the last name, yes.
Right. The Libmans have a company that started by the grandfather, and they're now the largest manufacturer in the world of brooms and mops and service equipment that gets used around the home. And their plant is just south of you, and I can't remember the name of the town, but it's like a population of 1,000. They built a big plant. They have 300-400 employees, and many of them are half and half. Half are American, Native Americans, you know, or people born in this country, and the other half are people that came to this country who are constantly doing, in general, as well, if not better, than the native-born Americans in terms of reliability, that is, showing up to the job, being good at performance, and being easy to work with. And so that we are, what we're doing is we're underscoring, we're in a sense, the entitlement program. This is another entitlement program. We're entitling these people by giving them the opportunity to not work. As Kenny said, his benefits last for a year. I'll bet there are plenty of people who are listening right here, right now, that have been on benefits, unemployment benefits for longer than that. You ever been unemployed, Paul?
I have never collected unemployment. I've lost several jobs through cuts and reduction in force, and just go out and find another one. My wife does too.
Yeah.
And that's just how we operate. Although I think, you know, my kids are college age, and the health care bill is going to come into effect in January. I think I'll just, you know, set my salary somewhere near the poverty line and just hold out my hand and collect like everybody else and have free health care in Illinois. If I'm 30% above the poverty line, I can still get free health care for my family.
Yep.
And, you know, just collecting. The poorer I am, the better it is for my kids when they go away to college.
That's
because
incredible.
They receive more.
Yeah, it really is. It used to be, when I was in college and perhaps when you were in college, when you really had need, you'd apply for aid, and you would get it if you really had need. Now, everybody applies for aid, and everybody gets it. And it's all usually government-supported programs, again, that are aimed at buying your vote. You can say, no, they're aimed at helping kids. Yeah, maybe that's the way it's sold, but it isn't the reality. What these people want is to buy your vote. That's why they do these things. And it's another condemnation of the political system. The two-party system is built on this kind of nonsense. If we were unicameral, unicameral would be one. We have a tricameral government now. But if we had a system where there's one party and people were elected on the merits instead of just because they're a Democrat or Republican, and that's what happens. Many of the local communities, there are very few communities that have local elections that are based on whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Just people run and they get elected because their name recognition is strong or they're qualified or whatever it is. But very few times do you find local elections that are either Democrat or Republican. It's usually the statewide stuff at the earliest term. We had a primary in Massachusetts last week to find a successor to Senator Kerry, and it'll be Senator Markey. I wouldn't call him that. He's a congressman now. But they're all a gang together. They all have been together for years and years and years, and it's just one follows the other. And it's all about the political machines that work to get these guys in. And as a result of that, the average person thinks he or she, when he goes to, she goes to vote, you have a say. You don't. It's a machine. And it's built on support from people who are beneficiaries of government programs like this. All right, Paul, glad you called. Thank you. That was a good call. Good conversation. 888-302-3684. May I spend a moment talking to you about your hairline? This is a great product. This product, Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Your hair is falling out. A lot of people, most people actually, have hair that falls out. Some of you will be fortunate enough to not lose enough so that your hairline looks any different. But then there are those who have hair that is thin. And I'm looking at testimonials here. People who say their hair is fuller, stronger after using Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. That look and that confidence is what so many people are talking about as they get into the program. And getting into the program is as easy as dialing 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Don't let your hair down. Try Provia. It works for men and women. Strengthens your follicles, gives you that fuller, stronger head of hair. Cleans out the pores so new hair can grow back in. This is the right thing. And it's guaranteed, by the way. 3-month money-back guarantee, so use it for 3 months. Actually, if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a 4th month free of Provia. Clean up your hair and get it thicker and newer looking. 800-525-8319. That's the way to get that full head of hair and to clean out the pores. You'll have more and more and more. 800-525-8319.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, Doug Steffen, this is the gold standard for conversation. The best stories of the day, news nuggets, lots of them, are here. And the conversation makes it easier for you to absorb, hopefully, and take away things you can talk about yourself.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, Doug's Good Day program with the Tech Talk time in the focus. A lot of people are using technology for fun, for profit, making their lives better. So we have a reporter named Shelley Palmer, who's as good as anybody at following the trends, things that you need to know about the common apps that may be available or the technologies, the gizmos themselves. Today, he's going to talk with us about the first HD e-reader, the Aura HD. So he'll give you a review of that right after this here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, put away that Kindle Paperwhite. There's a new e-reader in town with an even clearer screen. Kobo, the go-to e-reader for bookstores looking to distance themselves from Amazon, recently unveiled its Aura HD, the world's first HD e-reader. With 25% more pixels than the Paperwhite, the Aura has the highest resolution screen of any major e-reader on the market today. Couple that with Kobo's font-adjusting Text Genius feature, and your e-reading has never been clearer or more customizable. Kobo says the Aura's back is contoured to nicely fit in your hand and that the battery should last nearly 2 months on one charge. The Aura, like the now extinct line of Nook e-readers, uses the open-source EPUB format, which means you have more places to buy books from. While dedicated e-readers may be a dying breed, the Kobo Aura seems like one of the best choices if all you want to do is tear through the Hunger Games before Catching Fire hits theaters later this year. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about Dads and Grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over the weekend at DougStefan.com, our poll asks how closely you monitor what your children do online as a result of a number of stories last week about children and freedom online doing things they ought not to be doing. 34% of you said, I keep a pretty close eye on what they're doing. 33% of you said, I have no idea what they're doing. That's not good. 29% of you said, I know some of what they do, and 3% said, I don't know much about what they do online at all. I would say that was not good. Here, as May is U.S. Military Appreciation Month, Brian Osich finding out how one of America's most recognizable companies is saluting our country's finest.
GM's history with the U.S. military stretches as far back as 1917, when the majority of their truck production was directed toward World War I manufacturing, and their support continues. GM's James Bell.
The men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces give so much for so many of us. So during Military Appreciation Month, Chevrolet will provide a free Honor and Valor badge to all eligible vehicles purchased through our military discount program.
Chevrolet has also been saluting our country's bravest in other ways over the years.
Chevrolet has supported the Achilles Freedom Team of wounded veterans in numerous marathons, and this year Chevy helped Michigan Technological University students create 10 newly engineered hand cycles, which will be donated in the summer of 2013. And now, for every eligible Chevy sold in May, GM will donate $100 to the Achilles Freedom Team for wounded veterans.
For more information, log on to GMMilitaryDiscount.com. That's 0-60 from GM.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call...
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?